Blog Talk Radio.
Judgment on whether somebody is really nice or somebody is really, really nice or somebody, or if somebody is just being nice so they can get something, get somewhere, have something, you know, whatever the case may be. It's not always our second nature to be nice to somebody, but I think that we should be nice to each other, to other people, whatever. And we're going to explore some of the benefits of being nice to somebody versus, I don't know, picking and choosing, you know, because we do that. Honestly, you know it and I know it. We pick and choose who we're going to really be nice to. Some of us go into situations already planning to not be nice. So we say, well, such and such is nice to me, then I'll be nice to them. I either treat people the way I want to be treated, or I match people's energy. You know, people say, I'm nice to people who are nice to me. I'm mean to people who are mean to me. I don't know. When we think about the word mean, whenever you're mean to a person, it shows, it spreads out. It never comes off very well because, you know, being dismissive to a person isn't necessarily being mean to them. You know, being indifferent towards a person isn't necessarily being mean to them. But one thing is for sure is that when you're mean to somebody, even if you have a good reason, somebody who is just being introduced to you being mean to somebody else is not going to understand it, and they're probably not going to appreciate it. So we kind of have to watch the way that we conduct ourselves. And that's whether we are young, whether we are old, whether we are kids, whether we are grown, whether we are adult, whether we are youth, it doesn't matter. We can all stand to learn how to be nicer towards each other. And I think that we can start right now, brothers, right now, sisters. How many of y'all would consider yourselves to be nice people? How many of y'all would consider yourselves to be nice people? Do you audit and itemize who you're nice to? You know, because there can be a tendency to do that. Like, I ain't nice to everybody. I'm nice to, you know what I mean? I'm nice to the people who are nice to me. I'm nice when I'm having a good day, you know. You know, those sorts of things. So we're going to get into it. Get involved. These puzzle pieces right now we going to solve. It's a Daily Go Get 'Emism show, baby. Knowing when to be nice to somebody. Where my nice people at? Cal Chamber, let me friend me, Favorita. Good to see me some of you. And also Stacy White coming on through. I appreciate me some Y-O-U. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and chill. Be nice to somebody. When was the last time that you considered yourself to actually be nice to somebody? Was it today? Was it last week? Yesterday? Last month? Has there been something going on in your life that is preventing you from being nice to people? Sometimes that's a fact. You know, when you're stressed out, maybe going through a depression, under a lot of pressure, feeling the weight of the world all on your shoulders, sometimes that can stop you from being nice. And if you truly were a nice person that was recognized by a bunch of people as being nice, people can tell when there has been a change that has come over you. And many times they will, you know, give you a pass for that, you know, give exception to that. Like, no, that's something must be going on with him or her, whatever. You know, Lori is normally a really, really nice person. So if she was mean today or if she's been being mean, you probably should reach out to her and try to see what's going on, because she's always nice to everybody. She's always looking out for people. She's always being considerate of others. She's always kind. She's always nice. Always was a nice person. You know, when somebody passes away, we really decide whether they were a nice person or a mean person. Even if we're not the type of person that speaks down to the dead or whatever, you know, even if you're the type of person that would never vilify the deceased, it won't take away from the fact that you recognize that person as being a nice person or a mean person. You know, we talk about it all the time. Like, yeah, such and such passed away, and I feel sorry for their family. But I tell you, man, you know, he or she was a mean something. Boy, woo, they were a handful. Because the crazy part about it is, just because you are a mean type of person, grumpy, grouchy, you know, I used to have a friend in college, way, 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 way back. We talking 1990. Matter of fact, 1989. Yeah, 1989. 90. There was this girl that I knew. And we, you know, we was talking for a while. You know, nothing really ever came out of it. But I started calling her grouchy because that's the way she acted. She was kind of mean. And, you know, looking back on it now, I really think that she only acted that way because she was insecure. I don't think that she thought that other people would like her very much, and she was right. I don't think that she knew that the reason that people didn't like her very much was because of the way she was towards other people, and it didn't have to be that way. But I started calling her grouchy, and she kind of embraced that name, like, huh, yeah, grouchy. I remember I saw her write it down one time, and she spelled it G-R-O-U-C-H-I. So, you know, some people take solace or take advantage or make good out of their less than nice status. You know, she definitely wasn't the meanest person I've ever met. Not even close. She was just I think she was a little shy and insecure. And so, you know, some people just want to be left alone. So that can stop you from being a nice person. You just want to be left alone. You know how we all know somebody that just wants to be left alone. You know, I don't like to go out a lot. I don't like to be in a crowd of people. I don't like a whole lot of attention on me all the time and stuff like that. I don't like being around a whole lot of people. You know what I mean? I just want to be left alone. I just want to do my thing. I just want to, you know, play my games or do my hobbies or go to work and take care of my kids. And, you know, hey, we probably all know somebody who's not nice to their kids. I know I've known a bunch of people that were mean as hell to their kids. Mean. I used to be thinking like, and you know, when you see somebody being mean to their kids, when you know somebody who's mean to their kids, you really have to tread lightly about addressing that situation. Because you're caught between being sorry for the child, because you're looking at it like, man, the child is just inquisitive or growing or has a lot of energy or just really just being a kid. Just being a kid, just being a child, just, you know, not even getting in no trouble. They're just being. And their parents are constantly on them, yelling at them, teasing them, calling them names, you know, giving them things to do, just putting them in uncomfortable situations constantly. They're just being mean to them. Now, if you're close to that situation, if you're close to the people in that situation, let's say if it's like your nieces or your nephews or something like that, whereas you can address your brother or your sister about the way that they're treating their children, you know, you may go to your brother or your sister and be like, listen, man, leave that boy alone. Let him go in and do his thing. Me and you got things that we need to do or we need to talk about or whatever. Let the kids be kids or whatever. You know, don't worry about that. Oh, yeah, well, let me, don't tell me. People get funny about their kids when you tell them not to be mean to their kids. Like, well, don't tell me how to raise my kids. And, you know, now they taking this opportunity to get defensive. They going to start a fight with you. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me blah, 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 blah. You got your own kids to worry about, or you don't have no kids, so you ain't got nothing. You don't understand this, blah. Listen, you don't have to have kids to know when mean is mean. You don't have to have no kids to know when somebody is being mean or nice to them. So why would you treat your children in a mean way? But like I said, when you witness somebody treating their kids mean, you know, you kind of, you got to step back a little bit. Watch your mouth a little bit. Watch your step a little bit. Be careful. Be careful. Especially when it comes to strangers. Especially when it comes to strangers. Man, the other day, I'm going to tell y'all about this situation. I've been kind of keeping it in the tuck. But it had an effect on me. It made me mad. It made me very angry. The other day, I was having a conversation. I was having a conversation with my mother's next door neighbor. Now, my mother's next door neighbor, her neighbors, they're a young couple, have two children. Children are very, very bright, very, you know, that. As a matter of fact, remember a few years back, maybe 2 years back or whatever, remember I had these, I was telling y'all about the little girl that lives next door to my mom, and she made me these bracelets, or no, she made me something, I called her my little inventor or whatever, she's going to be a little business person. Anyway, her parents, they're both college professors. And I think they teach like black studies or something like that. Neither one of them are from Philadelphia. I believe one of I think the husband is from Jersey, out in the burbs, and the wife is from Tennessee. She's from down south. And anyway, there was a fight on my mom's block. We saw these girls up the block. It was a minivan in the middle of the street blocking traffic or whatever. And we saw. One girl with a handful of hair of the other girl. So, you know, my neighbor, he jumps off the block. He goes down there to try to remedy the situation. Well, in this city, unfortunately, no good deed goes unpunished because they verbally abused this man. Turns out that the woman, I guess you could say woman, the girl who had the other girl's hair was her mother. So it was a mother and a child thing. So basically, she gripped up by the hair, and that was why they was. That's why the younger girl wasn't fighting back. So they calling my neighbor all kinds of names, and you know, and I went down there. I went down there too, you know, to give him some support. And by the time I'm walking down there, they cussing him out. They telling him to go get his wife because they'll whoop her ass too. And this is how people get shot, mine and other people's. I'm like, nah, first of all, that's not how people get shot. How about that? That's not how people get shot. And all this talking about somebody will come and spray up the block because he was trying to break up a fight or protect. See, when black men don't do nothing but film the fight, then people want to know, well, how come, you know, you're not out there protecting black women? But when a black man goes up, goes and tries to protect a black woman, now they telling him to mind his business. He don't own the block. He don't run the block. He, you know, it was total disrespect. And when I jumped in it, the young girl's talking about something. Don't disrespect her. This, y'all don't know. I don't think y'all know what disrespect is. But see, I ain't really the one. I ain't really the one. And I could tell that my man, I could tell he was visibly shaking because his kids are out there. I don't think they heard those girls talking to their father like that. But he went in the house shortly after that. And I understood. I understood exactly why. And I'm thinking like, because now I'm pissed. I'm mad pissed. The girl, the mom or whatever, she walked away or whatever very dismissively. And the other young girls were like, well, she already walked away. Why are you still talking? I said, don't tell me when I can talk. One thing you don't do with me is tell me when I can talk and what I can talk about. Anyway, he was going down there to try to be nice. But it's clear that there's a time to be nice to people and there's a time to be dismissive of people. I know he learned a valuable lesson that day. I learned a valuable lesson that day. It left a bad taste in my mouth. I know it left a bad taste in his mouth. You know, because when somebody that you're trying to help out is talking about bringing people through the block to spray up the block because you was in their business, and I told him straight up and down, I said, first of all, it ain't your business if it's in the street. If you want something to be your business, then you keep it private. You make sure that it's in a place where a person would have to come and invade your space in order to be in your business. You yelling and fighting on the street, that ain't none of your business. That's everybody's business because you made it that way. You on display now. You a billboard. They ain't understand that type talking. I ain't nothing but an old head now. But that's the kind of stuff that make you wish that you had a younger cousin that was about that life. Now, we're talking about knowing when to be nice to somebody. Knowing when to be nice to somebody. Today's youth, some of them are out of control. And to be honest with you, and I hate to say this, and please excuse me for those of y'all who are going to disagree with this, because I can understand why you would disagree with it. A lot of today's youth don't respond very well to being nice to them. This social media thing has them thinking that everything has to be on display. Everything has to be done in front of a camera to be violent. Everything has to be put out there on Front Street. And that's being nice and that's being mean. So trying to reach some of them, and I'm not talking about all of them, but trying to reach a lot of them in a nice way, in a helpful way, in a constructive way, will leave you feeling empty and angry. And honestly, it may leave you feeling a little retaliatory and vindictive. You know, sort of like when people are taking your kindness for weakness. Because back in my day, when teenagers fought on the street, if an adult got in between them and broke it up, then the fight was broken up. If you wanted to fight again, then you fought around the corner. It happened all the time. All right. It wouldn't matter if it was 50 kids, you know, like 50 kids at an after-school fight. One adult gets in there and breaks up the fight gets broken up. The 50 kids go around the corner and start fighting again till another adult breaks it up or till the cops come or whatever the case may be. But what we didn't do was loud talk, bad talk, insult, yell at, and disrespect any adults that were asserting their senior authority over us. We didn't do that. We did not do that. Even if we were embroiled in the fight and we still got in a few extra licks, you know what I mean? And we might have hit an adult by mistake, but we apologize. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Such and Such. I didn't mean to hit you, but yeah, he going to get it. Or she going to get it. And But it sure wasn't no, you know what I mean? You mind your effing business. And you don't effing talk to us like that. You need to bring your B down here. Go get your B, and we'll beat that BAA too. You know? I'm like, my mom is on the porch. She was already telling me, Omar, don't go down there. He already went down there. Don't go down there. Mom, nah. Black man to black man. I'm not letting you go out like that. If it got to go down, then it got to go down. But I'm not going to let a good black man get fronted on or hurt by a bunch of not so good black people. Not going to happen. But I was trying to be nice. He was trying to be nice. Even the way that I addressed them, it's not the normal way that I would address somebody that I feel like is off the chain. But knowing when to be nice to somebody, knowing when to be nice. If I'm off topic, y'all, please excuse me. But that has been on my mind. It happened on Monday. I was like, like, yo. These little chicks, oh, my God. And for all I know, they felt good about what they did. I can't tell the difference. So if I'm going too far with this next statement, please pardon me. But I think those girls wouldn't know how to be nice. For the young mom that was, you know what they said? Oh, yeah, I got to tell y'all this. This is what they said to him and me. If she want to beat her daughter ass in the middle of the street, then that's her fucking business. Where is DHS when you need them? My niece works for DHS. DHS means Department of Human Services. It might be called Child Protective Services wherever you are in your region. My niece works for DHS. I know she's a social worker. I know what she sees on a regular basis because she has seen what I've seen. I have a friend that's been trying to get me to work for DHS for almost 2 decades now, and I've always been down to do it. Yeah, I had some, you know, some. It never panned out for whatever reason. But nonetheless, those people are what I'm talking about. So, I mean, the outlandish things that people will say, if she want to fuck her daughter up in the middle of the street, that's her business. Okay. So this is what the younger girls were saying. Now, none of them look 30 years old to me. None of them. I'm like, which one is the mom and which one is the daughter again? I'm like, you know that movie, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, with the father and the son looked like they was the same age. Matter of fact, it was like a parody, and the son was actually older than the father. That's what I thought I was looking at. I'm like, the girl who she was beating up, she looked like a teenager, and the mom looked like a teenager too. I'm like, what, you had her when you was four? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, you know what? Let's do this intro. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this your daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Today on the, or should I say tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show, we are talking about when to be nice to somebody. We should be nice to somebody all the time. We should. We should. Theoretically, we absolutely should. It should be something that comes second nature to us. It should be something that we shouldn't have to put into practice, or that we shouldn't have to practice at. But where we are at is behind that preposition. Where we are in society is a society that's under a lot of pressure, a lot of social pressure. The social construct that we are a part of nowadays is sometimes getting in the way of us being able to interact with each other in an amicable way, to whereas we have to actually announce when we're being nice to somebody. You know how it go. You know, somebody that's typically not nice to people all the time, they'll let you know, I'm trying to be nice. See, I'm being nice now. Fully making you aware of the other option. Look, I'm being nice. I suggest you take this offer that I'm giving you because I'm being nice. In a minute, I'm about to turn the tables on you and be who I really am. You know, shoot, some of y'all may have had to say that to somebody recently. Look, I'm being nice. I'm not having that great of a day. I haven't had that great of a week. This month don't seem to be panning out the way I want it to. But I'm being nice. So I suggest you stand down. Stop trying to play me. Stop playing around with me. Stop. I don't want you to bring out my bad side. Is it easy or hard for y'all to be nice to people? You know, I mean, be honest, you know. Even if you're not honest here, you can always be honest with yourself. Is it easy or difficult for you to be nice to people? You know, I mean, if it's hard for you to be nice to people, you're not unlike a lot of our population, honestly. You know, you may be in a mental and emotional space to whereas being nice is hard. And unfortunately, a lot of times it trickles down to the people that we really love. And we're not nice to them. And it's unfair. It's a shame. It's a shame that the ones we love the most, the ones we care about the most, often have to be the ones that feel our wrath. But if we're a decent person, we feel sorry for that, and we'll apologize for that. and giving a sincere apology is a nice thing to do. Speaking of nice things to do, is being nice a mental thing, an emotional thing, or do you have to do something nice for somebody? You know, I have to ask that because a lot of people believe that, for example, love is an action word. So whether you feel love, speak about love, tell somebody that you love them all the time, they say that's not worth a hill of beans if your actions don't speak as loud as your words. So a lot of people believe that in order to show love, you have to actually show love. You have to do something nice for a person that will show that you love them, because you wouldn't do this for the average person. I don't know. I question that. I don't agree with it, but I understand. I do. Now, what about being nice to somebody? Can you be nice to a person just by speaking to them kindly, treating them decently, maybe giving them compliments and things like that? Or do you have to do something nice for them? Do you have to go out of your way to make their life easier? For example, let's say a man and a woman are living together, or they're married or whatever, and let's say they're cohabitating. So you know that your woman works very hard. She's putting in long, hard hours or whatever, trying to make this American dream work between the two of y'all. And you work too, but maybe you get paid more, or your duties aren't as strenuous, aren't as physically strenuous as hers are or whatever. Maybe your way of being nice or doing something nice for her or showing your niceness towards her might be relieving her of some of the domestic duties that she may have on her plate. Maybe you wash the dishes or cook or wash clothes or at least pick up your clothes, you know. Does it require that you do something nice in order to be nice? Because I know people who do things and even give away large amounts of money, and they're still not nice people. They're like Mr. Burns, you know what I mean? Mr. Burns or The Simpsons. And some people do that. There have been many altruistic, philanthropic people who were mean as hell, but they gave away a lot of money. Is that nice? All right, you threw money at the problem. Does that mean that you are nice, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do y'all think? What's going on, Mia Cunningham? Got that? And Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she's about to turn it out. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Things coming through. Good to see you, girl. Word. Mia says they do it for a tax write-off. Yeah. Yeah. So doing something nice is very subjective. But just like being nice can be very subjective. What might be being nice to you might not be being nice to me, and vice versa or whatever. We may not agree or even have to agree on exactly what being nice is, but we probably will have to come to some type of understanding about the way that we will treat each other. We might have to do that. We might gotta get that taken care of. We might gotta handle that. We might gotta handle that. So what is being nice to y'all? When somebody is nice to you, what do they do? How consistent are they? Does it throw you off when somebody is nice one day but they're not nice all the time? Are you able to calculate when somebody is going to be nice and when they're not? You know, for example, people who are only nice to you when they want something from you. You know, co-worker at work, they don't want to do their work. Co-worker at work don't want to do their work. They want you to help them out. They don't know how to do something at work. But they normally, you know, treat you very dismissively. Or like you're not there. They don't even speak all the time. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But when they want something from you, hey, how you doing? You know, start giving you the small talk. They ain't spoke to you. You know how you see people in the morning or at work, whatever time you work, and you see them from a distance, but not a far distance. But unless y'all are almost in face to face with each other, they try to find a way not to speak. You know what I'm talking about. Like, just because you down there don't mean you can't throw your hand up. Hey, how you doing? And sometimes later on, they'd be like, you might have spoken to them and they didn't speak back. And you know something is up with that or whatever. You tell them later on, like, you know, I spoke to you earlier today. Oh, you know what? I ain't even really see you. Like, I saw you see. All right, whatever. But all of a sudden, when they need you, here they come complimenting you on the way that you dressed that day. They asking about your kids that they never asked about before. They want to bring up the Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, the Flyers. You know, they all of a sudden they are very, very cordial and conversational. Then they gonna hit you off with the, can you help me? Can you help me? I need me a little bit of help. Can you help me? I don't think that I can do it myself. I would appreciate you if you came through. And if you do that too, I will be your crew. But the next day, they still acting funny. They ain't trying to do nothing even for money. Because y'all at the job, y'all don't know each other. And it's not your sister or brother or any type of other person that you would get along with. And y'all don't get along because they treat you like shit. If you let them, you don't really let them do it. But they really trying to get to it, go through it. That's the kind of person I'm talking about. That's the kind of person that I'm looking out for. That's the kind of person that I'm side-eyeing. That's the person that I'm side-eyeing right there. But, you know, some people enable people to be nice to them only when they feel like being nice to them or when they want something. Some parents allow their children to learn that way. Some parents don't. Some parents seem to think that it's cute when a child tries to butter them up to ask them for something. My personal belief is that you should train your children to ask for something whenever they need something or whenever they want something. They should ask. Don't train your children to be afraid of rejection. You should teach them how to time things well, but don't teach them to only ask for things when they think that the answer is going to be yes, or to only treat people nice, or to only come around when they want something or need something. That's not a good practice, because people see that, and when they see you doing that, they may use you. But if you make that acceptable in your own home, how is that going to translate to when your kids go out there and address the rest of the world? What do you think their expectations are going to be? Well, it works with my mom and my dad, or my mom or my dad. So why shouldn't it work out here? So I might be bad in school, but when I need something from my teacher or I don't want to go to the principal's office or stay for detention, I'll start buttering my teachers up. Then I'll go back to acting a fool again. Not good. Cal Chamberlain, thank you for that super chat. I appreciate me some you. She says, very thought-provoking show. Oh, my, I appreciate me some you, Cal. You are thought-provoking to me. I ain't just saying that either, just to be nice. But it's a real thing. You know, knowing when to be nice. Knowing when to be nice to somebody, I should have said, knowing how to be nice to somebody. Like I said, it should be a common practice. It shouldn't be something that you have to, you know, get yourself together in order to be able to do. It should be easy for you to be nice to people. But like I said, man, you know, we be stressed out over bills, relationships, family, job-related things, traffic, health problems. You know what I mean? It can have, your health can definitely have an effect on your ability to be nice. Man, shout out to all my cancer victims out there. And all my people, all my caretakers out there of any type. You know, when you are caring for a person that has cancer, you know you're dealing with somebody who's in pain a lot. They're under a lot of stress, especially if they're going through chemo or radiation or something like that. And they're not always in very good moods. It's hard to be in a good mood and be nice to people when you're hurting and when your mortality is in question. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. But that's when we have to be extra nice to them. That's when we have to work on our ability to be nice to them, because we have to try to make them as comfortable as possible, because that can aid in their healing process, or at least their getting their immune system up to the point where they can start to fight these infections and these diseases and their conditions. When you're stressed out, when you're in a depressed state, that's why people who are stressed out and depressed get sick all the time. Your immune system is directly correlated to your stress level. When you're feeling good, when things are going right in your life, when you're realizing your dreams, and when you're making your dreams come true and stuff like that, you don't get sick like that. You are able to fight off colds and flu and gallstones and kidney problems and cirrhosis of the liver. Stop that drinking. You got to stop that drinking. But anyway, sadness is your sickness. Sadness brings sickness. And it's hard to be nice to somebody when you're really, really sad. Although I've known some people who have pulled it off. They were still nice, even though inside they were messed up. And I'm going to put this out there, y'all. And if I'm off base, if I'm irresponsible in saying this, let me know. Out of all the people I've known who have committed suicide, I've never known any of them to be mean people. One thing that most people had to say about them was like, yo, man, they were very nice. It's a shame that they were going through what they were going through. But he was such a nice person, and she was such a nice person. Like, I can't believe this. This is so tragic. That's one of the reasons why suicide is so tragic, because it always seems like it's the good people, the decent people, the nice people who do it, who take their own lives. And maybe I'm not looking at that right. It could just be the people that I know. I'm sorry I'm not reading your comments, y'all, but I'm in the zone right now. I ain't gonna lie. I'm in the ziggy, but let me try. Let me see. This is it. I guess Mia was talking about when I was talking about the coworker trying to be nice when they needed help. And he said, don't need my help now. FOH. Exactly. Nora says, I have a neighbor that blatantly ignored me twice in passing when I spoke. She'll be lucky to get a nod from me now, old cracker witch. I understand. I overstand that. Or like Mia says, or people that won't speak to you at work, but find you on social media and want to be buddy-buddy. Like, are you serious? Blocked. Y'all know that every time I get a new job, I get everybody's first and last name, look them up on social media, and block them immediately. I be having a block party. I be blocking so many people. I be having a DJ out there. The kids and the seniors be line dancing. It be hot dogs, burgers, chicken, snacks, We be having clowns out there. We got the bouncy house, everything. That's what my block. I'll be blocking cats. I don't care who it is. But it's funny because when I leave a job, I unblock everybody. Well, not everybody. For the most part, though, I go back. I go on my block list. I'll be like, you ain't deserve to be blocked. It's situational. Listen, I don't need my coworkers or no friends list of mine. It don't work that way. They don't. No. First of all, I look for you. If I can't find you, hopefully you block me first. But if I find you, I'm blocking you. I don't care if we speak every day. I don't care if we eat lunch together. I never eat lunch with anybody at work. But if I did, you would still be on my block list. Like, no. Don't nobody at work know about this show because I told them. They found me, but it sure wasn't. My last job, my man, he said, you still doing your blog thing? I was like, what you talking about? He was like, bro, he gave me the, come on, man. I just watched your show. I said, well, if you just watched it, why are you asking me? He said, because I wasn't sure. I didn't look at when it was posted. I was like, oh, well, yeah, I still do my thing. I wanted to ask you so much, so bad. How many other people know about this? It was too late. Everybody already knew. They already knew. Like, man. But I'm nice to people at work. Shoot, you pay me, I'm gonna be nice. I know you ain't gonna pay me to be mean. That's what you're not gonna do. Yeah, it's a Carol block party. I'm having a private party. There's nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Look how far we've come now. I'm having a private party. I'll be blocking cats. I'll be like, oh, David Johnson, block. Oh, Trent. Look, hold on. I go and look at your pictures and your profile first. They're block. Like, since I found you, let me see who you are. Let me see who you are and what you're displaying to other people. Block. And there are no exceptions either. No exceptions. If I find you, I block you. And I make that day one. As soon as I start getting names, I don't care if I work directly with you, if you're an associate or whatever, I block all. Like, if we get cool at work, that's what we're going to be. Cool at work. We will not be friends away from work until I don't work there no more. I know it's funny. I mean, everybody don't play the way I play. I don't care. I'm still nice, though. Nice to you. Hey, how's it going? Hey, all right. I see you. Hey, nice jacket. That's what I'm talking about. You the man. I see you. Matter of fact, my old job, I saw a cat that, you know, it's funny because I could have sworn I blocked him. He must have a new page or another page. And it came up. I was like, I had to go back on my block list. Like, I actually sent him a friend request. He ain't accept. He probably was like, don't try to be my friend on social media now just because you don't work here. You just don't understand, man. You just don't understand. It's all good, though. It's all good. It's all love. But knowing when to be nice to somebody, be nice to people all the time. be nice to people all the time. There are benefits to being nice to people because people will remember how you treated them. They'll always remember how you made them feel. You make a person feel like they're nobody, it don't matter how much money you give them. It don't matter how much you spoke up for them. It won't matter. It wouldn't even matter if you helped them in a fight and beat the person up that was beating them up. They will remember how you made them feel. And being nice to somebody makes people feel good. Even the grouchy people, even the grumpy people, even the Walter Matthaus of the world. I don't know why I always thought like Walter Matthau, you know, the actor, you know, may rest in peace. Walter Matthau was always, he seemed like he always played like a grumpy character in the movie. Is it just me? Oh. Carol said, everyone is not entitled to your personal life. Amen. Amen. Hear, hear. No, it says a few years ago, somebody accused me of being a liar and a thief. Sometime after that, they sent a friend request. I'm too old for them. What they accused me of being a liar. They wanted a liar and a thief on their friends list. Well, here's what I found out, though. Here's what I found out, though, Nars. Some people, whether they are at work or wherever, they can be nice to you until you start figuring out who they really are. Some people will stop talking to you or being friends with you when you keep catching them being themselves. And what I mean by when you keep catching them being themselves, I mean that let's say somebody told you that they don't drink. No, I don't drink. You know, I stopped drinking years ago, blah, 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 blah. And you see them at a party turning up. And that is not lemonade or fruit punch that they're drinking. They was in there getting twisted. But they told you they didn't drink. Now, you caught them drinking. And they grown. They can drink if they want to drink. But they told you that they don't drink. Sometimes people will stop talking to you or start being mean to you because they can no longer lie to you. They can no longer put on a front for you. And people get upset when they can no longer front around you. They don't like that. So sometimes you have to deal with those types of situations. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you have to honor those situations or that you have to accept that in your life. You don't. They mad because you caught them out there. Well, they going to stay mad. Now, you might not tell anybody what you saw or how you felt about it. Doesn't matter. In their minds, they got to find a way to cut you off. Some will go as far as to start rumors about you and try to paint you as the bad person. A lot of people will do that, you know. So, knowing how to be nice to somebody. Normally, if your parents were nice people and they taught you to be respectful and they were respectful and you know, they didn't practice a whole lot of opportunism and things like that, more than likely that'll rub off on you and you'll be nice to people too. Sometimes the job of a parent is to do some empathy training. You know, with children, you have to teach children, think about how you would feel if this happened to you. Because children don't know how other people feel. They don't know that. You know, they may, some children may feel it more than others, but children are learning. So you can't expect them to get to the mental and emotional space that a fully trained, experienced adult has gotten to. You have to navigate that. You have to steer that in the right direction. You have to coach that. So parents should do some empathy training. When you do something to somebody, when you say things to people, think about how you would feel if somebody said that to you. So when you call somebody ugly or stupid or fat or dumb, think about how you would feel if somebody said that to you and part of it, but not all of it, was true. How would you feel? How would you feel? We see very good-looking people running around here thinking that they're ugly all the time. You know why? Because somebody made them feel that way. And maybe at the time, maybe that's the way they felt also, and somebody confirmed it. The same way, we have a lot of people out here thinking that they are the absolute five-star shit. And maybe it's because somebody did a pretty good job at instilling confidence in them. Maybe he was a little overconfident, but nonetheless, I would much rather be an overconfident person than to be a person that didn't think I could do anything. You got to pick your poison, but it starts in the home. A lot of it really starts in the home. Our parents have to do a good job or a better job at teaching the children empathy. Watch your mouth. What you say before you say it. If you're dealing with a parent that just flies off the handle and says whatever they're thinking at the time based on their emotions, you're going to have children who do that. And we don't always think about all of that because nobody taught us that we have to think about that. So we just out here acting. It's going to work it out, though. It's going to be all right. Gonna be all right, one way or another. I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you. One way or another. Be nice to people, man. Know when to be nice. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We gotta do some birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They is. They get number one out the box. Rashika Mills turning 39 years old today, and also Lashana Monique Khan turning 47 years old today, and go get her, our girl Dana Cherry. Happy birthday to you, and also Andre Devin Chambers turning 33 years old today, and Olivia Hall, happy birthday to you, Olivia. And Enrio Reyes, happy birthday to you, and Rossi La Dora Garcia turning 29 years old today. And Carla Campansano, happy birthday to you. And Minerva McIntyre, no relation. But what up, cuz? Turning 33 years old today. And LaDonna Pitts, happy birthday to you. And Nakia Ellis Chavis turning 43 years old today. And last but not least, my girl going all the way back to the 2009. My girl, La Crush Hart. Happy birthday to you, La Crush. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. November 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. Well, don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the dance, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for this. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, first of all, hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. But be nice to people. It does not cost anything to be nice to anybody. It doesn't even cost anything on your emotional health to be nice to somebody. As a matter of fact, it may pay your emotional health dividends. to be nice to somebody. You know, it would be a lot easier out here in the world if things were structured so being nice to somebody was as easy as getting up in the morning, breathing, or having your heartbeat, which is an involuntary action. That's what being nice should be. You shouldn't only be nice to a person when you want something, or when you need to get over on somebody, or when you need to do something for somebody else. You should be nice to somebody. Oh, and you shouldn't only be nice to somebody so somebody won't hurt you, harm you, or somehow, you know, make life inconvenient for you. That's not when you should be nice. You should be nice as a practice. Like I said, being nice should be as easy as your heart beating, your blood flowing, your lungs breathing. It's not something that we should have to think about. Like, should I be nice today? I'm in a good mood. Can I be nice today? But I understand the struggle. The struggle is real. And the internal struggle is realer. Nothing is more real than your personal internal struggle. I understand. I can't be there inside of you, so I can't do that. But what I can do is I can lend support. I can listen to you, and you can listen to me, and we can come together, and we can build with each other, and we can both get better. When you have a partner, when you have somebody who believes in you, when you have somebody who is by your side, when you have somebody that you know that you can trust and that can trust you, it builds confidence. Why do you think people love dogs so much? They're reliable, man. And when you teach them things, dogs get confidence. And the more confidence a dog has, the better it performs, just like human beings, but better. Because a dog, you never have to tell a dog to be nice to you. They're always happy when they see you. They always greet you when they are the most reinforcing, consistently reinforcing animal that I can think of. You will not come home and your dog won't be happy to see you and won't want to kick it with you. That will never, ever happen. We as human beings, we more like the cat. Like, I mean, I'm happy to see you and all that, you know. And if you my dog, you know. So I'm going to meet you at the door. I do that. I'll meet you at the door. And, that's what my cat do. You know, that's what Crystal do. Whenever I get home, she's at that door. When I open up that door, she is right there. I don't know everybody else's cat, but that's what mine does. And Lovey, my cat before her, that's what she did too. So pretty consistent. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Business show. So y'all hold tight, do the damn thing. Be nice to each other, and everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Won't. So Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Yeah.